Hello, Fred Heads. This is Meyer Mikulski on The Water Boy, and I have a special guest with me, Luis Rios.
Hey, yo, what up?
So, my first question for you is, what's the name of your blog, and what was your inspiration behind it, if any?
Oh, well, that's kind of, this took a weird turn. All right, well, my blog is called Avid Addict Unanimous. It's supposed to be like a play on the word unanimous, but with the word you instead of the letter U.
Oh.
The inspiration is more like what other people take out of gaming, like myself. But so far, I've only been doing like the self-inflection type thing. I want to make it build up, though, and like have more of the you involved, thus the term you. Because there's other people that are more like invested in the genres of like different games and that type of stuff than I am. It's just like I'm the only one that's like that wants to talk about it here, at least as far as I know. I don't know. There's probably like a bunch of other people with like plenty of gaming blogs, but that's the basis of mine, I guess. So that way I get other people involved into like talking about their passions like I do.
Going off of that, what has been your favorite part of doing your blog so far?
Favorite part is just inputting. I guess looking up information based around certain industry trends, because normally that what I've been posting is just information based off of prior news sources. So I'll look at stuff from Kotaku, I'll look at stuff from IGN, compile like all that. Then I'll look up some other stuff on my own, compile that research, add it to my own things. Then I'll add links to like all these other sites that have a lot more knowledge than I do. So that way like other people could be more invested into the topic than just like going off of some random college kid. But I think it's just so interesting to look at things a little bit more acutely, like a finer lens, you know, trying to closely examine an industry that I normally just like talking about rather than looking into, you know. I have looked into games, but like not as much as I have with this blog, at least.
What has been your least favorite part so far?
Well, that one's a doozy. Can I say everything? Can I redact my my other one? No. My least favorite part of this blog, that's tough. It's not tough because like it's more like on me type of thing. Is as I said, like I've been only looking at things about like the industry, and I've definitely wanted to input other people into this type of thing. So like my least part so far is like not giving any proper input into like other people's interests or like stuff like that. I know like maybe some people will enjoy looking into these topics because, you know, I kind of did, but I'm not sure how many really do. It's like a limited amount.
What do you believe you need to improve on?
Well, I guess I could just bounce back off into that where I'm just like, let's make sure that I could get more people involved rather than just me.
Yeah, same thing apply to me as well.
Yours is like about the drafts and stuff like that, right?
Yes.
What exactly do you think like needs improvement?
Just being able to reach my audience more and me being more confident in my work.
Yeah, and that's a big struggle. Like when you're trying to like put out something, yeah, and you just don't know what to do.
Do you have a sports background? And if so, what sports did you play and for how long?
Oh, well, which sports didn't I play? That's the tough part. I played, I'll start with the easy Spanish ones. Soccer, baseball. Now I'll jump into the other ones, more American football. I have played lacrosse, only for like a few years. Did swimming pretty excessively, almost became a lifeguard. Skip my CPR training, though.
Oh.
name it, I probably did it, except for anything with, like, a stick and paddle. Like, you know, hockey, anything that has to do with skating, or any gymnastics, I guess. Oh. I did canoeing, I did rowing, that type of stuff. What was the other part of that question? Was it just my background?
Well, I was just asking you, like, how long did you do those sports?
Majority of them are, like, through, like, elementary school. So, like, my mom, she signed me up for literally everything because she wanted me to be good at everything. But little did she know that giving me the option to do everything made me want to do nothing. Because all of them are fun. I don't say that, like, none of these sports are bad. I think they're all well into, like, inspiring discipline, making sure people are more invested into, like, being with a team, that type of atmosphere. I did a short stunt at basketball. I was real bad because I was real short. Spiked up a little too late. But it's like stuff like that that really didn't really get me invested because I had way too many options. So I felt like I was good at so many of them that I didn't really care for which one I wanted to actually do. When it came down to, like, actually caring about a sport, my furthest was probably tennis. I played that for 4 years at high school. I did a few in summer back when I was, like, from elementary school until, like, I was 13. So that's probably, like, my favorite sport. Baseball is close second just because, you know, it's kind of been instilled in my bloodline, so.
So for me personally, my sports career wasn't very long. Mm-hmm. So I played organized basketball from when I was about fifth grade until eighth grade. Ooh. And I tried out for my high school team all 4 years, but I got cut all 4 years.
Yeah, you were telling me about this. How was that for you, man?
Yeah, it was tough, especially watching from the sidelines, like watching people that you thought you were better than play instead of you. Like, it hurt, but I had to grow up. You know, I was actually the team manager for 2 years. Oh, so that was why I named my blog The Water Boy.
Oh, because you were on the sideline, but you were, like, helping them out at the same time.
Yeah.
It seemed like with me, believe it or not, the reason why I did tennis in the first place was because I got kicked out of the baseball.
What did you do?
I was so full of myself saying that I was probably, like, the best. I didn't really need to practice.
Oh.
So all these people that eat and breathe this sport and, you know, et cetera, really lived it. Me, I just played it. I played it to have fun. I played it to impress people. I didn't play it because I loved it. And it's like one of those things, like, obviously you definitely cared about basketball.
Yeah.
So I'm not cutting you down on anything like that. I'm just saying, like, when I got cut down to size, I was like, oh, well, this is where I'm at.
You know, that happens, though. Not everybody, like, really is fully invested in the sport that they're good at.
Mm-hmm. What else do you want to shoot me with?
So your blog is about video games. So what is your favorite genre of video games?
Ooh. I'd say if I had the time, it would normally be role-playing games. You know, like those long, extensive 100-plus-hour type things. If I had the time. I don't anymore because, you know, college and all that other stuff.
Yeah, priorities.
I say that, but I still fit some time. My favorite of all time. That's tough. I mean, fighting games are always interesting. That's not like something I knock down, but I'm always bad at it after a certain point when I stop playing for like a week. Racing games, I'm crap at. Love playing them, but bad. I guess if I had to pick a favorite, and it's kind of generic at this point, first-person shooters, you just jump in and out, start playing, easily get a few kills, and, like, go back to class, like, in, like, within the next 10 minutes. Easiest, convenient. Not too bad. Favorite games would be, like, Overwatch, Apex Legends. Kind of got back into playing that. Stuff like that.
How do you feel about the marriage of sports and video games?
See, are you talking about, like, the esports type stuff, or are you referring towards, like, games and sports?
I'm going to get to the esports thing, but right now, video games and sports.
Video games and sports. All right, well, I've always thinking about this, actually, when we're walking, when I was walking. I don't like video game sports. For only one reason. If you know how to play the sport, why do you need to get the game? Because if you enjoy playing the sport, why the hell would you pick up a controller to play a sport you're already good at? But I contradicted myself a little bit because I'm like, no, it just gives you a little bit more investment to wanting to, like, actually care about the sport, the teams that you represent, the things that you like about the game, the whole genre itself, like all types of sports, be it basketball, football, you know, the NBAs, the Madden, stuff like that. It, like, gives you a little bit more to, like, love, I guess. I'm just cutting it down to size because I'm a cynical other word. But I'm 50-50. I think it's interesting, but I don't like the fact that it's also become a dominant e-sport as well. I think that's where I draw the line when it comes to that type of stuff. But again, I'm just a cynical guy, so I don't think that my opinion should really dictate anything when it comes to that. If you enjoy these games, all power to you. If you don't, also equally good.
Well, I was going to ask you, like, how you feel about video games becoming a sport. Like, can you expand on what you said?
About the esports thing?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I just think it's like that mentality. Like, you've played, like, basketball, right? You've thrown tantrums, right?
Yeah.
You've seen people that play, like, Call of Duty throw tantrums,
yes.
Right? Yes. Now you fuse these two type of people into one person. Like, I've seen people freak the hell out and, like, losing in a Madden tournament on, like, live stage.
That.
I'm like, yo, chill, dude. It's not that serious. It's literally just a game on both factions. So
yeah, it is.
I commend the other guy. Like, I'm pretty sure he was like, yo, what the hell is this guy's problem? I forget what the two guys were called. Gosh. It was a few years ago, so. I'm not saying that everyone's like that, but because of that, it's built like a stigma into my mind where I'm like,
yeah,
most people might be.
Yeah, like it reinforces it even more than it already was.
Yeah. Again, it's just a general broad statement. When it comes down to like the whole thing as an e-sport itself, let me guess 75-25 now on this one.
Yikes.
I really don't love it. Because there's other things that require a lot more strategy and skill, but that's also subjective because everything has skill, everything has strategy, everything has something to do with, like, some mathematical equations going in and out of your head within 2 seconds, you know? So it's not like everything's definitive.
One last question. How do you feel about Fredonia adding the eSports Lounge?
I thought that was fairly interesting, you know? I was wondering when they'd, like, do some sort of component that integrated esports with the campus itself. It was kind of about time, if you ask me. But at the same time, it's nice, you know? I mean, I'm glad that they had an allotted grant to, like, do what they could with that little side. A little disappointed that it's only in, like, one small section on campus. It's literally in, like, Schultz, right?
Yeah.
So it's only in one literal faction. I don't really need that type of stuff, to be honest, but I'm glad other students have access to things that they probably didn't prior to. They get to play, like, the PlayStation 4 or Xbox One or, like, Nintendo Switch if they never had access to these things. Now they do. And, like, stuff like with the professional computers themselves. Those things are pretty monstrous, too. I mean, not as big as my guy, but, you know, I'm just saying. those things are pretty nice looking and really fresh. I like the monitors, the whole keyboards themselves. All pretty top-of-the-line stuff for, like, being on campus as well. That couch in that area, that little corner. It's just really fun. And, like, it looks very inviting to the even, like, casual people that don't really like playing games that avidly. They can just chill there now. So I think it's real interesting. And I can't wait to see what happens for, like, the esports teams on campus and, like, what other development they'll be able to do with that.
Well, thank you, Lewis, for your input. I'm glad you gave me a new perspective on sports and video games and the two combined.
Not really. I mean, I kind of just said, for a majority of them, but glad to give you some input.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure when I'll have a new episode, but stay tuned.
Trying to make it weekly, bro. All right, catch you.